Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Cardinals pitcher and future Cardinals Hall of Famer Adam Wainwright, who has decided to give it at least one more year, and I'm all for it. Why one more year? When did his arm all of a sudden start to feel better? The drive that keeps him going, and how you can still get involved with Adam's charitable efforts through Big League Impact every week and make a difference. This is presented by Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, and Hair Saloon for Men. I love Hair Saloon for Men. I take both my boys there, and the reason I love it, I get a complimentary beverage for my kids. So they sit down, they're watching a little soccer, maybe some football, having a soda. I get my haircut, then all of a sudden, they jump in. You receive the perfect haircut at Hair Saloon. They keep client notes on each customer, like me and my boys. You get a complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22, and that's at Hair Saloon for Men. Another reason to have Adam on the podcast gives me a chance to play this.
Curve struck him out looking. The Cardinals are going to Michigan to take on the Tigers. They mob Adam Wainwright on the mound. They are National League champions and headed for Detroit.
We never get sick of hearing that. And this past week was the anniversary of Wainwright's curveball to Carlos Beltran to close out the National League pennant in 2006. He's been through so much since that time, and he's coming back for another season. The announcement was made the day of a Blues game, and Adam was at a Blues game with his family. And it reminds you to go to Hot Shots this Tuesday. The reason why: the Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. So throw on your Blues gear, show up and register, win a pair of tickets, cheer on the Blues, and enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. He's one of the great athletes and classiest people to ever come through St. Louis in pro sports. It's a visit with Adam Wainwright, and it comes your way next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Adam Wainwright is back for another year with the St. Louis Cardinals and joins us. And Adam, first of all, congratulations coming back. What were the emotions of realizing you were healthy enough to come back and then realizing that you were going to do it again with the Cardinals?
Well, the main priority for me was make sure I was making the right decision for me and my family to play another year. And the second priority was to try to get something done in St. Louis. And I really wanted to keep playing. My family wanted me to keep playing. They love St. Louis, and they love My daughters have like three sets of friends. They have friends in Georgia, Florida, and St. Louis, and they think that's pretty neat, I think. And they like traveling around. And so all that worked out. And then, you know, trying to get something done in St. Louis, it just made it such an easy decision for me because I really didn't want to go anywhere else, Danny. I probably would have just because the way I felt at the end of the year, I just don't know if I could have retired feeling like that for the first time in years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I've been grinding through some injuries for a couple of years in a row, and when I finally got healthy, I don't know if I could have called it quits. I would have had too much regret in that, and my wife sniffed that out right away. She said, if you don't play next year, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And so, you know, we really thought about it, prayed about it, and talked about it a lot, and made sense to come back. St. Louis just opened the doors right away for me. They wanted me back. I think both sides knew that it needed to be a deal that made sense from both sides. I mean, there was certainly, as far as a leverage standpoint, I did not think I could come into the table and say, you know what, I need to make the same kind of money I did last year and blah, 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 because I haven't earned that. And I don't necessarily want handouts and nostalgia contracts and whatnot. I wanted a deal that, you know, if it made sense for them, it made sense for me. And that's what we were able to come to.
Yeah, I was curious about this, and fans were asking me a lot about it. You can imagine that. You're one of the most popular athletes to ever come through town. And I said, you know, if he does come back, with everything being equal, the fact that he wants to do it and he's healthy enough to do it, I wonder if this is a philanthropic decision to an extent for Adam Wainwright, too. Made a lot of money, as you mentioned. And it's a chance to continue to give back. I'm just curious. It's kind of an odd question, but Was that part of the reasoning in coming back and making the money and trying to disperse it to the various places that you do?
It was. My financial advisor, his name Don Christensen, and he's also my spiritual mentor. And I don't think he would have ever let me retire after last year anyways, the way I was throwing the ball. He knew somebody else would probably pick me up, even if St. Louis didn't. But the way he and I have always thought about things is the more we make, the more we can give.
Right.
And my wife and I have had a chance to work with some amazing organizations around the world. And, you know, that came to that theory. We've been put into the test over the last few years. We've done some great things, and certainly we've made enough money where we can make a larger impact going forward. But, you know, it is true. Each dollar that comes in, you know, we give a large portion of that away, so, and have for years. So there's some really cool things that we still need to do and want to do around the world in St. Louis and at home in Georgia and across the globe. And so we're certainly glad to have that extra coin coming in. Hopefully I can go out and chase some of those incentive carrots that are out there in front of me and push that contract a little bit up higher, and we can help even more people.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal. Is this the best you felt, Adam, in terms of your arm in probably, let's say, I'm trying to think about when you kind of had some good and some bad recently, but I'd say, what, two and a half years? Is that fair?
Middle of 2014, Danny.
Yeah, so that's about right. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is, and you know, it all started, there was a couple of slew of leg injuries I dealt with in 2014 where I played through them. And, you know, I played through some things earlier on in my career that made it so that it was harder to play through things later on. I played through a strained Achilles one time. I played through a hyperextended knee. I played through some back issues. And each time you do that, you end up taxing something else on your body. I wouldn't change any of it because my team needed me to go out and perform, and I did. I just wish I could have kept going throughout that whole contract at the level I was pitching at before, because there's no question in my mind, if I hadn't had a couple of those little injuries, I'd still be pitching at that same level. So, but that's baseball. That's the name of the game. And that's one of those things that, you know, you can't ever regret going through an injury that happened on the field, because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you can imagine a lot of people are curious about starter or relieving. How do you approach that situation this offseason and going into spring training?
What I think is cool is the opportunity to go into spring training and perform at a level that people want me to start again. There won't be any question on what role I should be in if I go into spring training and pitch like I should pitch, like I think I'm going to. Now, if I am squeezed out by our nine really, really talented youngsters, then I still want my aims to mean something. But, you know, if I go out there in 2014 form next year, which I know that sounds kind of, you know, that sounds long and tall compared to where I've been the last couple of years. I understand that. But if I do, people are going to be hollering for me to start. There's no question about that in my mind.
Yeah. When did you know, Adam, was it in the season, like at the final couple of weeks or maybe your final couple of starts, that you said, you know what, I am coming back no matter what? When did you know?
I knew. I didn't really know in my rehab starts, but I started to get a feeling that it was possible. And then as each game came to pass, in September, when I was pitching against big league hitters again, and people were swinging and missing again for the first time in years,
mm-hmm.
And I was actually able to locate my fastball, and I could get a little sink on both sides of the plate. Well, now we're having some fun, and you know, except for a couple of bloopers, I would have thrown some really good games in a row there. I knew after my first start, when everybody was still kind of dogging me a little bit. I knew after my first start that things were fixing to pick up even better. I just knew the way I was feeling and the way I recovered after that first start. I just couldn't believe it. I knew after that first start, I thought, man, I think I might be back. And it was just the timing worked out great. I just wish we could have won those last two games. I wish if I beat the Cubs, I think we'd make the playoffs. And there's a little bit of regret in that for me, but I know next year I'll be back and I'll be hungrier than ever now.
Were you shocked to feel the way that you did? And are you shocked to have this conversation that you're under contract and coming back next year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, halfway through the season, the only reason that I was playing catch was to try to get Dominic Leone back, you know, and then it was trying to get Luke Gregerson back. And then it was trying to get all our other guys. I was just trying to be a good teammate and play a little catch for some guys that needed a glove out there so they didn't have to throw and pick it up. And, you know, I was just trying to be a cheerleader and help the guys back. I didn't think there was any way in the world at one point in my rehab, I didn't think there was any way in the world I was going to throw more than one inning. And then I was probably going to walk away. That was where I was at with my head. I was trying to fight that. But, you know, your arm has a way of winning those battles sometimes. If it's feeling great, you know, you can feel like a world beater. And if it's feeling really, really, really bad, no matter – I was going through some pretty intense mind tricks to try to trick myself into believing I could go out and get the job done. But, you know, when your arm is hurt, it's different than hurting. And I've fished with a hurting arm, you know, hundreds of times and fished great. But if it's hurt and there's actually something structurally wrong, that was what I was dealing with. I didn't know if there was something structurally wrong in there or not. And my arm wasn't recovering. So it was kind of like, man, what am I going to do? But then just right around the time where I thought things were coming to a head, it started getting dramatically better, and it started getting dramatically better quick. And I attribute that mainly to our great rehab guys, Thomas Knox and Jason Shutt, Pete Prenzi and Adam Olson and Chris Conroy and Jeremy Clifford, and all the guys that worked with me every day, even our soft tissue guys, Jeff. And I mean, there was just so many people that were rooting for me that were trying to get me back. And then you know, one of the main things, Danny, was I changed the arm swing.
Noticed that.
The ball out of my glove.
Yep.
And that was a night and day difference that I started doing that just because it was a way to get the ball back to Dominic Leone without it hurting.
It's unbelievable.
And I didn't think I was going to be able to generate any arm speed like that. And, you know, thinking back on it now, that is my natural arm swing. When I was a younger, you know, I was in middle school, that was the way I threw the baseball. When I got into high school, I started playing quarterback, and I started throwing some short arm balls from almost from the ear, kind of like a catcher. And my arm swing pitching kind of developed into a morphed version of my natural swing and the football throw. And that was the way I threw my entire life after that. And then now feeling this for the first time since middle school, it's kind of cool. I'm kind of thinking like, well, shoot, I don't have any innings on this arm. Maybe since I've got middle school innings on this arm only. But, you know, once I changed that arm swing and I was able to spin the ball again, my eyes started lighting up.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. You know what I think of you personally as a player and what you do off the field, and I never ever want to miss an opportunity when I talk to you to promote what you're doing. And it still is a chance to get involved with everything that you're doing in a charitable effort week by week by week in football, to compete against you in fantasy football. So let everybody know here in St. Louis what you're doing right now and how they can get involved.
This week, if you want to sign up on bigleagueimpact.org, we have a weekly fantasy game through Yahoo Sports. And people can go on there and play. I'll set a lineup. They set a lineup. We'll see who wins. And they get a prize if they beat me, that kind of thing. And so it's a pretty neat opportunity. The only problem is in Missouri, you can't – I think you can't play like a paid – it's considered gambling, even though we're giving all the money to charity. But you can go on bigleagueimpact.org and donate now. What we're giving to right now is Crisis Aid in St. Louis. And in Crisis Aid, they've created a food program in St. Louis where they're feeding thousands and thousands of people through a book bag program, kind of like we've done in the past but with Crisis Aid. So it's really cool what Crisis Aid is doing around the globe. We've partnered with some other amazing people also in St. Louis over the years. We partnered with Crisis Aid for years in Ethiopia also. They rescue kids in Ethiopia that are literally days from death. And so they put them on a feeding program, bring them through that slowly, and nurse these people back to health. It's a really cool program, man. Just so blessed to be a part of that kind of thing. But that's what we're doing now. And if you want to be a part, go to bigleagueimpact.org. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for letting me share.
And finally, Adam, what's the trip that you got planned this off season? Where are you going to go, and where are the folks going to benefit from your charitable outreach program?
Scheduled right now to go in early December to the Dominican Republic. We'll be there. We'll meet meeting up with Big Poppy and a couple other people. We're going over there. Luke Weaver's going with me, and we are going to be talking about our farming projects that we're doing there and some of our water projects. And actually going to try to get some of the local athletes from the Dominican Republic.
Great.
Try to empower them to use their platforms in their own country also. That's the main reason we're going, actually, is we want to see some of the things we've done over there, but we also want to inspire these guys that are there on the ground to be a part of what we're doing over there too. So that's the plan right now. We may also go to Haiti later on right before spring time, but I think that's going to be running a little thin for us, but Dominican for sure.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And great to have you back for another year. And like you said, you never know, maybe more. But it's wonderful to have you back in St. Louis, and it's where you belong, Adam. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Dan and Matt.